2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 through 18, these are God's words. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what was written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus, and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So the apostle has just finished saying that he needs God to do the work through his ministry. And now he gives us a reminder that the way our bodies work and the way our circumstances work in this life continually reminds us that we need Jesus to be the one who is ultimately doing the work in each of our lives. And so he gives an example of his circumstances. His circumstances are hard-pressed, perplexed, persecuted, struck down, always being delivered to death. This is not how you sell something. You sell somebody, well, if you take our product or join our group, you will get to be hard-pressed, perplexed, persecuted, struck down, and always being delivered to death. But the Apostle Paul here is saying it just the same thing that Jesus did, didn't he? He said, if you want to follow me, you're going to have to take up a cross every day. And the cross was not, you know, a lyric in a pop Christian song at the time. Up until that point, the only thing they had known crosses as were the most gruesome, tortuous, painful way to die in the history of mankind. And Jesus said, yep, your circumstances are going to be like that on a daily basis if you follow me. And Paul says, yep, our circumstances are like that on a daily basis. But we are earthen vessels, and part of the earthenness is not only our bodies and our weakness, but also our circumstances. But in them, the excellence of the power of God in Jesus Christ is displayed. So, we are hard-pressed, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, don't know what to do, but not in despair. We don't get depressed about not knowing what to do, or give up hope. Persecuted. There are lots of people who do what they can to make things hard for us and hurt us. but not forsaken. There's one divine person who makes all things work together for our good, and he doesn't leave us alone or abandon us. Struck down, even unto death, but not destroyed. If they kill the body, what do they do but accelerate your sanctification and send you into perfect happiness? Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. The fact that we are full of hope and growing in grace and glad to serve and not despairing and so forth, all those things are a display of a life and power that doesn't come from us. And it's precisely the difficulty and pain of our circumstances and our own personal weakness that shows that this power doesn't come from us, and it is a great power because it cannot be overcome by our circumstances. And so the apostle says that the way we go through difficulty in the Christian life has something in common with the way he preaches. He preaches in a plain way, and God does great miracles through it, so that it will be displayed that the glory is of God and the power of the saving is of God. And how we go through difficulties, by faith, not despairing, clinging to Christ, expecting that the difficulties will come so that his glory will be shown, those things also show that the power and the glory is from him. He says, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak. He says, our speaking is out of trust in Jesus, and even if we end up being killed for it, or whatever hardship comes to us for it, or whatever people say about how crazy we are, or unimpressive as speakers, or whatever, God is going to work by resurrection power in you through that speaking, and so we're glad for whatever comes to us. So he says, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. He says, I don't get to stand with the persecutors on the last day. On the last day, when we are raised up, I'm going to get to stand with you, and everyone will see what Jesus has done with you and in you. And I will get to know that he actually used my ministry to do some of that. And that's what's going to matter. The suffering is temporary and light. The glory is forever and weighty. And the suffering now is actually bringing about the glory. So why wouldn't we be thankful even for the suffering? It says, for all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Every single day we come and pray for the help of God, and we do the things that God says he'll work through, and we trust him that he's the one who was working through them. And every single day as we walk with him by faith, if we walk with him by faith, we'll be growing in faith and grace, enjoying that inwardly being renewed. For our light affliction, which was but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen. We can't see the last day yet. We can't see the resurrection yet. We can't even see what we are going to be like on that day yet. But we are looking to those things. We see, what do we see? We see our weakness. We see how much we still need to be sanctified. We see the difficulty of our circumstances. We see the troubles that come upon us. He says, I don't look at all those things. I look at the things that I can't see. It's kind of like a holy pun or dad joke, as it were. It says, Christians are people who look at what you can't see. They look at the last day. They look at the things that don't appear yet. That's the essence of faith, the book of Hebrews tells us. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we need to look by faith. We need to live for that which is eternal. And when we have difficulty or weakness or persecution or hardship or all those things that Scripture told us to expect, we need to see that they are actually the means by which God is working in us and for us an eternal way to glory, and look to Him by faith and be thankful even for and in those circumstances. Let's pray. Lord, help us to live by a faith that looks to Jesus. We thank you that we are weak and we are often in difficulty, because this helps us lose any confidence that we would have had in ourselves or any dependence upon and delight in current circumstances. We pray that you would make us to look to that which is unseen, to depend entirely upon you, have our confidence entirely in you, and live for that eternal weight of glory that you are have earned for us and that you are working in and for us. Help us to live by faith, we pray. We pray that you would help us all to be more regular and continual in our continual prayer life, more regular in our set times of private prayer, family worship, that we may have this faith strengthened in those moments and activities in which you give us especially to look to that which is unseen. So we pray that you'd keep helping us now, even as we finish in the singing, that you would stir up our hearts to look to Christ by faith. We ask it in His name. Amen.